Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. I still love that opening every single day. Right, this Eurovision podcast news reporty thing. Press this button to start it. Let's find out how we get on this week. Yes, indeed. It's another week. It's another bundle of Eurovision news to go through. I'm Ewan Spence, your host from www.escinsight.com. In-depth commentary, articles, news, all about the Eurovision Song Contest, a weekly podcast of what's going on, which is what you're listening to now, and the fun and games that we have on Friday and Saturday. Right then.
Tradition.
Tradition dictates many things. Slovakia! Not only are they still in the contest, woo, 5 weeks running, they're sending twins! And you know, female twins. Danielle and Veronika Nizlova performing as twins, but with a double I in the middle, so it looks a little bit like the Nintendo Wii logo. They will be singing I'm Still Alive. We'll be hearing that song on March the 5th. And if all of you out there are lazy journalists looking for a cheap story, Slovakia are sending female twins, Ireland are sending male twins. Think of the photo opportunities! Right then, on with the show. Okay, first of all, anybody who's noticed the structure of the news podcast will realise that we Slovakia at the top. And then we do a little bit of news about the Eurovision show overall, then national final selections, winners, and news, and so on. Lots of things run on rails now, so there's not a huge amount of show news. We just have one item in this section here, and it's from Schwarzkopf, who are one of the main sponsors back of the EBU and Eurovision.tv. They're going to fly two lucky winners to the show. They're going to give them VIP tickets, and they are going to do their hair for them. I only foresee one problem with this, not the URL, lookofmusic.com if you want to go there, but given that they're appealing to hardcore Eurovision fans at the moment, the chances of the winners being two bald gay men, causing a little bit of a PR problem, I would think are quite high. Right then, okay, that told, Schwarzkopf gets her name absolutely everywhere, even gets it in the podcast without paying for it or giving a donation. Barrowman. Right, the national final selections. Italy has returned. They have selected. They had the San Remo Festival at the end of last week. Overall winner was Roberto Vecchioni, but they said, we're going to choose a song that's best suited to Eurovision to go to Eurovision, not necessarily the winner. It was one of the winners. Raphael Galazzi was the winner in the new artist category and also on the subcategory of names that I am going to have problems with over the next couple of weeks. So congratulations to Raphael's song. It's typically not Italian. It's actually quite a nice one. We'll be looking at it in the Jukebox Juries for 2011 that will be kicking off in mid-May. Big talking point, of course, at the San Remo Festival was, well, let's be honest here, it was Monica Bellucci's dress, wasn't it? There we go. Right then. Germany. Let's swiftly go over there in my mental cold shower. It's finished showing off Lena's range in her second up, sorry. They've finished their selection process and they've now decided to send the song Taken by a Stranger. It will be a brave commentator who follows up the idea of this song with the closer look at the lyrics from last year's Let's Stalk You Till You Love Me satellite winning song. But it's just all creepy and dark. Like it's literally, it is just like you managed to distill the essence of every single Smiths album and put it into female form. It's just there, awkward, brash, and sells by the bucket loads, and nobody knows why. Lena there, having decided her song. Spain have also decided, so three of the big five are now solid. In fact, all of them are, because we know what France are doing, we know what Britain are doing as well. It's just that we don't know all the songs. Spain are going to be sending Lucia Perez after their mammoth attempt to replicate the Azerbaijani national final format of a million shows with 657 rules. Lucia got 68% of the public vote on the night, and so she will be singing Que me cuenten lo bello on the stage at Dusseldorf. Two other winners from the weekend have decided what's going forward. Georgia are singing One More Day. The band's called Eldrine, a six-piece band. Quite a lot of bands, actually, this year going through. And Bosnia-Herzegovina have, of course, a resuscitated Dino Merlin. He will be singing Love in Rewind, which has to have one of the maddest piano players I have ever seen. Hopefully, she will be coming to Eurovision as well as Dino. Okay, news on the national final heat winners and such like. Armenia and Emmy, who was the selected artist, have delayed their final due to the death of Emmy's father. Condolences and thoughts, Emmy, to you from everybody here at the ESC podcast. And it's just a song contest. Take as long as you need, you in Armenia. Sweden and Melody Festival. And, well, it was an easy win for Eric Saad, which pretty much everybody decided. I do remember the song called Popular. I remember joking with my wife that yes, I have a wife, how unusual. I remember joking it's just going to be Eric Saad going up on stage singing I'm popular for 3 minutes. Lo and behold, he stood up on stage and sang I'm popular for about 3 minutes with the word pop bouncing along on the screens in the background. Easy win there. It's going to be a bit more difficult in the final. It's going to be an interesting one for Melody Festival this year. The Playtones took second place there. They also get a direct line through to the final. Shirley's Angels and Sarah Varja are going to go on to the second chance. Speaking of second chances, Lithuania and LRT have announced three of the wild cards that they will be sending through to the final. They have two wild cards that they can still apply. Ert Siljate, Donny Montell, and Donny Montell and Sasha Song, who are doing a duet, are three of those wildcards. Through from their third semi-final, Linus Andomatis, Aruta Skorpivliate, and Victoria Izavikuti are also going through automatically. Let's see, second semi-final in Estonia also happened over the weekend. Quite a quiet weekend, not that much going on, amazingly. Second semi-final was Oliroposis, Infa Maria, M-Idea, Rolf Ruslau, and Mimikry through to their final. Latvia had their second chance round. It's over. One from the televote, one from the jury. Alina with Look Back at Me is going through from the televote. And Ivo with his song Cinderella is going through on behalf of the jury. Okay, so Greece has moved their final out on March the 2nd. Voting's also been confirmed. It'll be a 50% jury, 50% public vote. As usual, if it's a tie, the public gets the niche. So it's actually 50 and 50. No. One to the public vote, but there you go. UK Suvista has been disqualified out of the Estonian finals. His song Yagtug-O was actually aired in public before the September the 1st deadline. Anything after that is allowed to enter Eurovision. Anything before that is not. That's a rule put in place by EBU to make sure that Britain doesn't send Bohemian Rhapsody every year. Right, Serbia have also announced their lineup for the final. It's going to be happening on the 26th. Alexandra Kovac, Nina and the Breeze Band are going to be fighting it out there. And trial by television, Romania. They still have Hotel FM representing them. Lead singer from the United Kingdom, David Bryan. Let's just say that he caught in a hotel room doing a bit of a Jason Manford with a nice lady online, and surprisingly the video made it out to the press. People who didn't like an Englishman singing for Romania went, right, we can get rid of him now. And everybody who went, oh, it's quite a nice song actually, decided that they should stay. So they had a big national debate and another vote. Hotel FM and Change are still going to Eurovision, which is kind of handy for us here because we've already recorded the jukebox jury that had him in it. And I really didn't want to scrap because it has a very, very special guest star. And it's a new judge as well. So there you go. That's going to start the tongues wagging. Right then, let's have a little touch of music before I catch my breath and we rattle down the lineup of everybody who's going to be doing stuff this Saturday. Super Saturday Mark II, the Richard Donner version coming up this weekend. But first of all, let's wind back just a little bit and head back to Lithuania. As we said there, Donny Montell is duetting with Sasha Song, who of course had that lovely little spark of fire in his hand on the stage when he's already sung for Lithuania, trying to go through again. This is not... I like the collaborative stuff. There's just something about two artists getting together, you know what? Yeah, let's go for it. The fact that each artist has then tried to do it on their own as well doesn't show a huge amount of confidence in the duet. But it is a lovely song. So I thought, let's do a little bit of a showcase on that one here. This is Donny Montell and Sasha Song. It's their song that they're hoping between them can sing for Lithuania. What do you think of this one?
We'll start a walk, step by step, one, two, three. Enjoy with me so for free. To be whatever you want to be, cause you're with me, that's my philosophy. Hey there, my friend, you say, tell me when we gonna do something wild again. We laugh, we cry, we dance, we fight. I'll do anything for you, just like best friends do. You say, take it easy, boy. Take it easy, boy. Boy, boy, take it easy, boy. Boy, take it easy. So take it easy, chill. Enjoy the night, but you care. Cause we just best friends, right? So let's take a little walk so we can talk about a situation that requires to mention. Let's take us off your makeup and head, or is it just what you wear? Hey there, my friend, I have to say today, you're looking high as hell. For dining until tonight is the night, so let's go for a ride, cause you're my best friend.
There we go, Donny Wintel and Sasha's song there. Guys, if you don't make that song to Eurovision, then there's a Ben Affleck and Matt Damon montage at the end of a touching, heartwarming movie that track would be absolutely perfect for. Up for Lithuania, there, Donny Wintel and Sasha's song. Right then, we've got some fun stuff going on this week. Not only is it Super Saturday this Saturday with buckets going on, it's also, fingers crossed, the next edition of our new one quiz. This will happen on Saturday morning, so there's no jukebox jury this week. That will happen next week. You will have the fun and games of four of our judges going into direct combat to find out who knows the most about Eurovision, who can present it the best, and who's the funniest or can bribe me the most in the scores. Look out for that, as always, coming down the regular podcast feed, www.esinsight.com. Click on podcast at the top, and that gives you all the information. Alternatively, you can find us in iTunes, and if you already have found us in iTunes, why not consider leaving us a star rating and a review as well. Right then, okay, Wednesday, 23rd, we have the grand final for Bulgaria. Thursday, we have the grand final for Lithuania. Friday, we have the grand final for Austria. And Turkey are going to be presenting their song High Fidelity. Yüksek Sedekat are going to be showing what they're taking there and has been selected by Turkish television to take them to the stage at Dusseldorf. So in that nice little final one day, boom, Saturday the 26th. Get ready for this. Now, Armenia has moved, as we've already said before, and we'll come up that March. Keep listening here. We'll let you know when that happens. But we have, let's see, we have the fourth semi-final from Melody Festivalen from Sweden. We have the sixth semi-final of Dora from Croatia. And we have national finals in Denmark, in Latvia, in Estonia, in Moldova, and in Serbia. And, you know, fate's willing, we might have a national final in Ukraine. Still plenty of time for them to change that, though. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 live shows for you all to cover. We will be doing some stuff on Twitter. Nobody's going to be able to keep up with all of that, but if you really do want to keep up and get the stuff straight away, there's a bucket loads of other websites. So Oiko Times, ESC Daily, ESC Today, 3 minutes, and Google News Search. That should cover all your needs. Wind yourself down on Sunday the 27th. Two more national finals from there. Slovenia and Macedonia, or the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. I'm not quite sure what their official name is going to be there. We'll be taking the baton on Sunday. That takes us to just about over the halfway mark for songs that are. We'll have about 23, 24 songs selected by that point. The halfway mark, lots of stuff still to fill up before we get that full 43 contingent. Of course, not all of those are going to be decided by national finals. Some of those are just going to be presentations, so there's probably another 10 national finals left to go after this weekend. Enjoy it, because very soon the public are going to, you know, the normal general public are going to go, oh, Eurovision, better keep an eye on all that stuff then. And then it will no longer be our little secret. We will be here for the masses. Not that, you know, number one television shows around Europe to select a song are hiding it from the masses, but you know what I mean. Right then. Okay, I'm Ewan Spence. As always, you can find more links, more information and stuff back at escinsight.com. We are going to have previews of Super Saturday coming up on the website, so it would be much appreciated if you have a look through there to keep yourself on track. As I said, we'll have No Point on Saturday back here with all the reports from Super Saturday and everything else that's been happening in the week next Tuesday. And we finish with the traditional six strings put through an amplifier that we call guitars.